Today's global hit features an artist who's been described as electronica's first cabaret artist, but that barely begins to explain this flamboyant Finnish musician. Jimmy Tenor has a huge following in Europe. Reporter Susan Stone caught up with him recently in Berlin.
With his space-age grooves and out-of-this-world stage outfits, Jimmy Tenor may sometimes seem like he's from another planet. But he's really from the town of Lahti in Finland, where he was born with the name Lasse Lehto. He studied classical flute and music theory, but he realized early on he wasn't comfortable with that world.
When I was in the music school, I couldn't get along with the people. So when I really learned how to play, it was like when I left all the music schools and just tried to practice, you know, play with bands and stuff.
Sitting on the lawn of a Berlin hotel after a gig, Tenor is soft-spoken and low-key. That's in contrast to his energetic stage presence. The Jimmy Tenor experience includes jazz, industrial, world music, and a techno hit 10 years ago.
Take me, baby. Take me now. Take me, baby. Take me to the edge of explosion.
He's a multi-instrumentalist who plays flute, piano, and his namesake, the tenor sax, to name a few. Tenor has also invented instruments, made out of wood from old saunas, used bits of film and solar cells, to create the sounds he needs for his music.
It's a pretty romantic view I have about music anyway. I always had. I tried to do some things which are fun but somehow touching at the same time.
And presentation is part of that mix as well. Tenor performs in red kaftans, silvery gowns, and embroidered robes.
I think it's just very traditional showbiz, you know, thing. You go on stage, you put something on which is, you know, interesting. I think it's just like respect the stage.
Jimmy Tenor's style also gives hints to his influences of 70s funk and soul. He even throws classical into the loop. Tenor was asked by German music label Deutsche Grammophon to reinterpret music from its back catalog. He chose this song, Six Pianos, by minimalist composer Steve Reich, which, not surprisingly, is written for six pianos. Tenor, ever a maximalist, adds a few extra instruments and some vocal harmonizing to the mix, creating a lush soundscape. After stints living in New York, Barcelona, London, and Berlin, Tenor is back in Finland, living and making music in the house where he grew up. Tenor seems happiest and most successful being a hybrid, playing with the Deutsche Oper Orchestra in one performance and West African musicians Kabu Kabu in the next. Though he says he sometimes finds it hard to connect with other musicians as dedicated to music as he is.
You know, the best thing would be just to be some kind of semi-religious leader and, you know, to have people following you, like every day you would do music every day together. But not so many people are willing to do that. But that would be my goal. But another way, I guess, to do it is to pay people.
Either way, the cult of Jimmy Tenor continues. For The World, I'm Susan Stone in Berlin.
The song Take Off by Jimmy Tenor closes our show today. You can see photos of Jimmy Tenor and his outlandish costumes at theworld.org. By the way, we owe you the answer to our geo-quiz. We wanted you to name a state in northeast India that's plagued by rats. The answer is Mizoram. From Anand and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Thank you for tuning in.